USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Jurors in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin were presented with closing arguments on Monday and will now be sequestered until they decide to convict or acquit the ex-cop on three counts, including second-degree murder. Chauvin is accused of killing George Floyd back in May of 2020. Chauvin's attorney Eric Nelson saying,
I submit to you that the state has failed to meet its burden of proof beyond a reasonable doubt.
Meanwhile, Minnesota Special Assistant Attorney General Steve Slickler disagrees.
This wasn't policing. This was murder. The defendant is guilty of all three counts, all of them.
An Asian hate crimes bill will be up for a vote in the Senate this week. This comes as hate crimes against Asian Americans have risen sharply in Democratic-run cities. USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by April 30th and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Florida Republican governor is signing an anti-riot bill into law. The governor saying the law will enhance penalties for those who commit crimes during riots and also stops a theory. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is signing an anti-riot bill into law. The governor saying the new law will enhance penalties for those who commit crimes during a riot and also stop a theory of local governments defunding law enforcement.
If a local government were to do that, that would be catastrophic and have terrible consequences for their citizens. And so this bill actually prevents against local governments defunding law enforcement. We'll be able to stop it at the state level.
House Republicans continuing to call for Vice President Harris to meet with them on border issues. The top three Republicans on committees with oversight on immigration wrote a letter to the White House seeking a meeting with the VP. As of yet, no response. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The administration is defending the pullout of troops in Afghanistan.
Last week, President Biden announced that all U.S. troops would be leaving Afghanistan by this September, ending the longest war in the nation's history. But that decision has been criticized, with some saying that the terrorist threat from that country could reform once troops leave. Secretary of State Antony Blinken defended the president's decision on Sunday, telling ABC's This Week that the U.S. accomplished the goals it had when it initially entered Afghanistan.
We went to Afghanistan 20 years ago, and we went because we were attacked on 9/11. And we went to take on those who had attacked us on 9/11 and to make sure that Afghanistan would not again become a haven for terrorism directed at the United States or any of our allies and partners. And we achieved the objectives that we set out to achieve. Al-Qaeda has been significantly degraded. Its capacity to conduct an attack against the United States now from Afghanistan is not there. And, of course, Osama bin Laden was brought to justice 10 years ago. So the president felt that as we're looking at the world now, we have to look at it through the prism of 2021, not 2001.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Embattled Houston Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson says he's not guilty of sexual misconduct and he wants to go to trial. His legal team filing its response to allegations that he acted inappropriately with women he hired to give massages. It quotes security guards at the spas who say that the therapists were showing no signs of distress. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.